Okay. Celebrity singer. Let's see if we can figure this out.
Alan Sliwa?
No.
No.
That's Kid Rock.
Nope. You want a hint?
Yeah.
Batman.
Michael Keaton?
That's Michael Keaton. Yeah. Get out of here.
That's Michael Keaton.
Wow.
Look at that, Michael Keaton.
I shot pool one night with Michael Keaton.
Did you? Was he good?
He was not. He was not especially good. It was at a place called Harvell's. Do you know Harvell's?
I do not.
It's over on 2nd Street in Santa Monica. Kind of a blues bar. There's always a blues band playing.
That explains it.
Yep. And and played pool with Michael Keaton. It was so-so. I don't remember who won. I don't. No, I do. I did.
Well, because you're a shark. Do you have your own cue?
Only one. No, I do not have my own
cue. Can we backtrack a second? I am uncomfortable with the idea of Alan Sliwa coming down my chimney.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry
he got into
Christmas.
It. This is a huge honor for Alan.
It
is.
I feel like a
Santa
lot of Los Angeles wouldn't react well to that.
Why?
I don't know. It's very unexpected.
He's so, taking over the mantle from Santa Key. I think it's a huge deal, and I'm proud of Alan. Like,
I'm just saying, if I walk downstairs at 3 in the morning and Slee was shimmying down my chimney.
Yeah, it's true. It's a concern.
I'm not sure he's going to get the kind of reception that
it
he's looking
for. It is a concern.
For.
Do we have him just isolated saying, ho, 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 it is Santa Slee, Merry Christmas?
Stand by.
Because it just rolls. There's such a ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Santa Slee.
I thought he got into it pretty good.
You thought so?
A little bit.
You thought he was Santa-ish?
I mean, I'd like to hear a little more like ho, 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 like really get
right,
into it.
Right, that's
yeah.
what Key did. Key gave us a ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
I need to know what he's doing in my living room.
Yeah.
So who do you think would have been a better Santa than Slee? Because I think Santa, he's a great Santa.
I mean, typecasting Travis.
Have
but...
we explained the details of
nope.
what Santa Slee is?
Nope, not
no.
yet.
Okay, here we go.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, Santa Slee is coming to town.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, Santa Slee is coming to town.
I love it.
What is it?
Nothing that you get to know about yet.
What it sounds like, breaking and entering.
Okay, so
it'll
I
be
make...
announced when it's ready
can
to
I
be announced.
Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
See.
At some point during everybody's show, you will hear Santa Slee say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Slee is coming to town.
Santa Slee, to come down to your chair.
And then you'll win some sort of prize.
I don't know.
How's
we'll
that
see.
For a prediction?
We'll see. Why don't
I
you
think,
wait for the announcement,
I
Mace?
I think I nailed it.
You think, but
nailed
you don't
it.
Know.
Nailed it. Story about Brian Kelly. From Rob Domofsky, ESPN writer from 2019. On a winter, you were talking about Brian Kelly being a bad person. On a winter night in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Matt LaFleur.
This is one of my favorite stories.
And Robert Saleh, who are now both NFL head coaches, thought they were invited to a party at the home of their boss, Central Michigan University head football coach Brian Kelly. Turns out they weren't on the guest list. They were on the workers list. We shoveled the snow and parked cars all night, Saleh said. Then at the end of the night, we had to go get the cars again. And they went back to the tiny apartment they shared as grad assistants, stood around the kitchen table, the one without any chairs. Saleh says, we decided that when we're in that position, we're never going to treat people the way we got treated.
Why do you hold your laptop like a newspaper?
Why do I hold it?
Hold it up like it's like you're
like
reading
a
the newspaper.
It's got the LA Times like the.
You just like the feeling of the ink between your fingers?
Yeah, no, I just held up the laptop. It's not that. Don't you hold up your laptop when you're looking at it?
No, I just
something?
Leave it right there on the table.
All right. So the Manning cast is tonight. Do you watch the Manning cast? Are you involved in the Manning cast movement?
When there's not a Laker game on, yeah, I'll watch.
The Manning cast is so
it's
good.
It's fantastic.
It's so good. It's so real. It's so honest. It's so just... I learn stuff. They're funny. Eli's just a goofball. So tonight, the guests have been announced. It's Patriots versus Bills tonight in Buffalo. Guest one, David Letterman.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good get.
That is a big get.
Beard and all.
Guest number two, Aqib Talib. Guest number three, Joe Buck.
That's solid. Those are because Aqib is great.
Yeah, he's great. Those are good bookings.
And Joe Buck is a fantastic interview. I mean,
we've had him on the show.
People get upset about, you know, he hates my
team. I know he is
a great interview.
I think he's a great guest. We've had him on the show, had him on during the pandemic. He definitely hates the Dodgers, but beyond that, I really like Joe Buck.
Well, he hates your team.
My Dodgers.
Whatever your team is, he hates that.
He doesn't hate the Dodgers as much as John Smoltz does. John Smoltz really hates the Dodgers.
That's true. John Smoltz hates a lot of things.
His Braves fandom is always,
he's very
always
salty.
Shows.
Yeah, he's very salty.
He really is. So that's a good night tonight. Now, we're doing this thing called the Mega Cast. And we did it once before. And the idea is that you watch the game, and then we, as accompaniment, is that a correct word?
Si, compliment, no?
Accompaniment.
Oh, accompaniment.
Yeah, accompaniment. Do a thing on the laptop. And we talk along with the game. So,
Megacast.
So here's the deal. When you're watching Lakers versus Grizzlies on Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
you log into ESPN Los Angeles social media, and you will get me, Bergman, Jorge, and a guest. You could be one of the guests if you're able to.
I don't know.
You're doing... your Locked On Kamenetsky show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Find it on iTunes, Spotify, and all the places.
You could be one of the guests on Thursday for the Megacast.
And the Megacast!
You're watching the game, and you've got this sort of soundtrack of people reacting to it in real time. Isn't that not brilliant?
It is.
Invented by me.
No.
Never done before.
Absolutely not.
A highly original concept
in the same
brain
way you invented the blame pie.
What, you think you invented that?
I don't think we invented this, but I do think we were doing this like 4 years ago.
Yeah, but this is all new.
Because it's done by
a
you.
A whole new way of doing it.
In fact, I suspect you were probably invisible and were in the room when Andy and I came up with the idea.
I was there. You're right. Yeah. So who are our guests this week? Now, they got Letterman, Aqib Talib, and Joe Buck. Who do we have?
So far, we have Momo Shelburne.
Okay, I like
That's
that.
That's a big one.
Headliner.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Oh,
O'Shea
big
Jackson
star.
Jr. is a big,
big
one.
Star,
yeah.
Star of Swag. Have you watched the show Swag?
Swagger.
Really, really good.
Okay. It's on my list.
It's on Apple Plus.
And then it's special guests. Maybe one of them is Brian Kamenetsky.
Oh.
If you'd like.
TBD.
Letterman not available?
No. Oprah is, though.
Leno?
So I'm going to have Oprah.
Oprah.
And then Oprah and Obama are supposed to be on in the third and fourth quarters.
Oh, wait a minute. Is Alan Sliwa in the building?
He is.
Oh, grab Alan.
As opposed
I
to like shimmying
to
down someone's
we're
chimney.
We're going to do some Lakers right now. So Slee was perfect. He's very, he's Lakers. So Friday night was a loss to the Clippers. The Lakers are just not playing good basketball, just flat out not playing good basketball, particularly on the defensive end. And I think it's fair to say that the Lakers don't have players who are good at defense, therefore the defense isn't very good. What do you think, Brian?
That is unfortunately true.
Yes.
Basically what they have are, it is very difficult to form a lineup where you can have offense and defense at the same time.
Right.
You can find guys who can
D
up a
little
bit.
They've got the Ellingtons
right.
of the world.
You can find some guys who can play some offense, and you can maybe find some guys who play a little deeper. It's hard to find both.
Yes.
And so what they put themselves in a position is where for them to be really good defensively, LeBron and AD have to be nails all the time.
Correct.
And, you know, LeBron admitted after the Clipper game he wasn't good enough in the, you know, the second group, the second set of 5 minutes,
yes.
8 minutes where they were playing him at center. He wasn't good enough. He needs to do better. He was gambling too much and so on and so on.
Yes.
Like that kind of, but like the problem is like the whole season was designed to create an architecture where LeBron would have to work less hard.
Correct.
Not harder.
And the opposite is taking place.
And the
place,
opposite.
Because
now the offense still isn't clicking in the way that it needs to.
And they're batting about 500 with him, 500 without him. More
what,
or
LeBron?
Less.
No, they're under 500 without him.
Under 500 without him. What are they? What? But it's within a
few
games
over 500.
Yeah,
a few games
over.
But I mean, better to be over than under.
Yeah, sure it is. Sure
And so like that's one of the major problems is like they put themselves in a position where LeBron and AD have to do so much more work defensively.
Yeah.
That you wonder, okay, well the offense is great. Maybe they don't have to do as much work there, but so they're fresh or whatever. But not if they have to do all that extra work on the other side of the ball. It could work in the playoffs. you know, once they get rolling and like everybody has to lock in and all that stuff.
Correct.
My concern, Alan.
Hi, hey, Alan. Wait a minute. Alan Slewa is here.
What's up, guys?
Sneaking what is going on? Studio from, like he's going to slide down your chimney.
From the Travis and Slewa show.
You just got to be careful. When people, like 3 a.m, you rustle around in their chimney, you're going to get shot.
A lot going on.
I mean,
I still have no idea what's going on with the promotion.
Okay, I'll tell you. You want me to explain it to
Please
you?
Please do.
Okay.
They just keep. I hear Morales say more details coming.
Yeah, more details coming.
And every time I hear.
Do you want me to play? Do you want me to play the details?
Okay, yeah, play the details. Yeah. These are the details.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Santa Slee is coming to town. Wow. Management at 710 has decided to take the Santa hat away from Key and give it to Slee? Well, starting Tuesday, listen for Santa Slee to come down your chimney. And when you do, be caller number 7 for your chance to pick a present underneath the 710 Christmas tree. 12 days of giveaways start Tuesday. The 710 ESPN 12 Days of Christmas. Santa Slee? Really?
Santa Slee is coming to town.
Travis sounds more excited to be Santa than Santa
did
does
Did I not
here.
Predict that's exactly what the Santa Slee bit was going to be about? I said that's what it is.
Well, it's been playing on the radio for like a couple
of
days.
Oh, has that explanation been playing?
Yeah, we've also done this.
I knew that too, Mason. I knew it too.
I haven't heard it.
He doesn't even know. He said, I have no idea.
We've done this for like 3 years now in a row, so 4 years.
The man gets off the air and just buries his head in Lakers talk. It's on to the next show. It's on to the pregame. You don't have time to listen to your commercials.
I still don't know what the promotion is. So I kind of have an idea, very little. Morales says, more details coming. I'm like, great. I'd love some details as well, but I don't think I'm getting
many details. Yeah, you really sell the holiday spirit there. No, I feel it.
I think
coursing
that when
my
you
veins.
Say, I thought you'd have more.
Is this what we're doing here? We're critiquing the ho-ho-ho thing?
Yes. Yes, please.
You're on Mason and Ireland.
Yeah.
Just look alert. So... So, is this really a surprise to you that we're critiquing the ho-ho thing?
No, it's not a surprise. And, you know, I just heard it. And when I recorded it, I was like, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
It's probably the best
was
I have.
Was take 2 better?
I think that was probably...
That's your best take?
Actually, no, that was take 2. I did 2 takes.
Oh, boy. I hate your take 1.
Do you...
Take 1 might have been better.
Do you hate Christmas? Is that part of the problem?
Do not hate Christmas.
No. Do not hate Christmas. Slewa loves Christmas. I associate Slewa with Christmas.
Yes. I do too.
Yeah. So, because you're working Christmas Day.
Work Christmas Day.
I heard you got the weekend off.
Got the weekend off.
How is that for you?
It's actually really nice.
Yeah, I bet.
I was saying today, I don't think I'm coming back on weekends.
No.
You know, something about having
Skipping
a Sunday night off.
Skipping all the Laker weekend games?
By the way, just think about that. And I know you do it because you're going to all the Rams games.
Yeah.
Kind of nice to just have some NFL action going on. And
it was, didn't have to worry about it. Friday night and then the weekend off.
All right, during the broadcast, usually, it's pretty funny because the way John and Michael got it all set up.
Yes.
These are veterans in the game.
Of course.
Chiefs game might be over to your left, you know, if you're doing a Sunday night game or something like that. So I'm kind of following their script here. So you got to, try to watch the games as you can.
I'll tell you guys a secret. Because Alan just parachuted in for when the team would be good and win championships and stuff. Some of us had to deal with like 7 years of D'Angelo Russell and like Vander Blue and like
Larry Nance.
Can I point out
17 games a year and they wonder why the postgame show wasn't positive?
Can I
enough.
Point out 2010? I was the pregame host.
Mm.
Last time we won a
good
championship.
Good year. It's a good year.
Then I bailed. Right. Yeah. Then it was Dave Shore and you guys in some combination. Mm-hmm. Then Slewa comes back for the next title.
First year, there was a championship.
When they were winning 14 or 15 games a year, it was lucky if Michael was watching the game. Like if there were 3 monitors and any of them were on the Laker game, that was a win. Michael was watching many things.
There's a couple times where the iPad's there and it's like Michael.
Ireland's crazy. Ireland can text me during a game about something completely random. So, like, his mind must be like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful, because he's able to text me on a completely different subject while he's doing the Lakers.
He's like Cooper Kupp explaining football.
Like Cooper Kupp, exactly. So here's
he'll turn around, by the way, take a quick photo with somebody, quick hello, and then next thing you know, Mike's on.
Unbelievable.
Here comes Westbrook down the floor. I'm like, damn.
Unbelievable. So we want to give you an opportunity, Slewa, to redo the ho-ho-ho.
It doesn't get better than that.
It does.
No. That's as good
does.
As it gets.
It does. It absolutely does.
Can I hear yours?
Okay, play it one more time, and I'll show you the way it should be done.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
I mean,
Santa Slee is coming to town.
You sound like you're going to take the wall.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, Santa Slee is coming to town.
No, it just, I think the way the original, that's as good as it gets.
I hear that, and I picture somebody sidling up to me while I'm getting in my car to take my wallet. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Like, give me that.
I'll be taking your wallet now.
Hand it over.
You've been watching a lot of Christmas movies. I know you've seen Christmas movies. They all say, ho, ho, ho. It's like a deeper
You know what that reminds me
thing.
Of when
ho,
I hear ho, it? Ho. It reminds me of AD having 35 points, 15 rebounds, yeah. 2 steals, 2 block shots. I don't think it gets any better than that.
Yeah, no.
That's the original, by the way. So I can't.
Yeah.
If you're asking me to one-up that, it's not in the cards. I cannot one-up that.
You cannot one-up it.
That's as good as it gets.
Wow.
This is a big deal. You're taking over for Santa Key.
Yeah, you're saying we could not afford Key this year. Key has gotten to be such a big deal. Like, remember, he used to be here doing the morning show, so we had him under team control. We had a team option.
Closest mm-hmm. thing we have now.
We don't have a team option on him anymore, mm-hmm. so we had to go to Plan B, emergency break glass.
Right, Los Angeles could Santa keep Slee. THT, Key, or Alex Caruso, Alex. And they chose THT.
Correct.
Does that say something about the decision to, you know, now we're looking at upper management. We're mm-hmm. saying, was this the right way to churn?
Right direction.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, it's one of those things that we'll talk about for a while. We'll talk about. So, the show sounds good. I'm going to tell you that up front.
Thank you, man.
I'm a very big fan of the Travis and Slee show. I think that the Ask Slee segment is my favorite segment. I love you answering impossibly difficult questions.
T-Rod just lobs them up there. Take our chances.
There was one today I thought was interesting. It's, why is it a penny for your thoughts, but you give your 2 cents?
That's a good question. By the way, they're so
what is
so
the answer,
rant.
By the way?
I didn't have
Why is it a penny for your thoughts, but you give your 2 cents?
I told this got us into a donation conversation.
Okay.
You ever go to Starbucks?
Yeah.
You spend $3-4
okay.
and you give them, let's say your coffee's $2.50 and it's $3 that you give them. You just kind of, okay, that's it. Go about your way.
Sure.
Give the 50.
Get you throwing money around.
And Travis and I were talking about when you give a tip, Travis like, but do you wait? Do you wait for them to see that you're giving the tip?
Oh, yes, always.
Well, I told him, I was like, there's something kind of baller about whether they saw it or they didn't. You just kind of walk away. That's it.
You think the baller move is, I don't care if you know if I tipped you or not.
So wait, in your hypothetical though,
yeah,
you bought a $2.50
right. We're talking
50 coffee.
Cents. Yeah, you're right.
You leave
yeah.
$3, yep. and you're yep. walking away like yeah. baller,
yeah. baller, 50 baller. Cents.
Well, listen, we did the math. That's a
25% tip. I've covered your meter
percentage
for the day.
Wise, right. Baller,
yeah,
Sliwa.
Well, wait. Listen, this is why it came up because Travis kept saying he's like, no, I might wait for a minute or so.
Yeah.
I want them to see
that,
that I'm giving the tip.
Travis also wants to be invisible so he can know what people are saying about him. You know why you're not supposed to be invisible as opposed to flying?
Wait, say it again.
Because if you choose invisibility over flying, you might be a
You might want to know what people are saying about you when you leave the room.
Like a little sketchy, yeah. little
right.
inappropriate.
We pushed it. We pushed the break. Slee,
12-12, guys. What are we doing here?
12-12. What are we doing? It's a very good question.
That was a good tease right there.
12-12. What are we doing here? You want to hang out for a segment?
Sure.
Okay. 12-12. What are we doing here? There's your tease. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. And don't forget, lie of the day today.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, the Spanish threw you off?
Santa Claus es viene a mi casa. See? Si? Si or no?
Too much words that don't need to be said.
All right.
Too much going on. We hear stuff in here.
Stuff yeah, because you're talking.
He sent
to
me
them.
A zipper. He sent me a thing to read.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just saying, there's tremendous Ron Burgundy potential in
good.
Here where you just read the words that are on the paper, even the parts that aren't supposed to be read out loud.
Yes.
And I'm just saying, just prepare yourselves for that because it's coming.
We consider us prepared.
Scotch.
We've heard Momo do it, so we know how badly it can go.
There's been plenty of times I've almost said 30-second live read. Right. Yeah, you don't need that part.
No.
You don't need that part.
Page. Only put what should be said out loud on the page.
So I believe the question was, 12-12, what are we doing here? 12-12, what are we doing here? I mean, we are at the quarter pole of the NBA season, actually a little bit past the quarter pole of the NBA season. The Lakers are scuffling right around 500. LeBron came back on Friday for that game against the Clippers. Not enough. Clippers did win that game. And the thing that jumps out at me more than anything is what I told Brian a while ago, is that, you know, Frank Vogel wants to play a particular type of defense, a particular system. And the pieces that he's been given aren't necessarily the guys that are able to execute what he wants. Sliwa, do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I mean, to be honest with you, it's tough to kind of continue to come up with excuses for this team because it's not – it's one thing if they're losing. If you went on a three-game road trip and it was Golden State and Phoenix and you had Utah – problem is they just they can't build any momentum. If you look at their schedule, there was one point of the year early on where they won 5 of 6, and it was 2 against Houston, Cleveland. Like, they were still bad teams as well. Since then, it's like win 1, drop 2. Win 2, drop 2. It's like there's absolutely no – I thought after the game against the Kings – so they have this great half. They go 67-33 in the second half.
Yeah, fantastic second half, where apparently Frank Vogel kicked some ass at halftime, Malik Monk says. He said, you know, get out there, get back, all that stuff.
So all of a sudden they woke up, they listened. Hey, this is going to be the catalyst that takes them to the next game. Nothing.
What about the catalyst that was going to be the fight between LeBron and Isaiah Stewart? Remember, there was a big that was going to ignite
best defense
things.
DeAndre Jordan's played all year.
That was going to be the thing that turned this team. No, we haven't yet to see the thing that's going to turn this team.
I feel like after every W they get, this is the one. They're going to start building some momentum off. They're going to start building some momentum.
I think the problem is they think that too.
The reality.
I think they think they're going to snap back into that place where we are the team that we sort of. And Vogel's said, like, we don't play hard enough. They play like a team like Phoenix is, like, you know, Utah, like Golden State. That was like, you know what? We got to make sure that we got enough to get through June. Like that, you do that when you know you're that good and you know you're a championship.
Sure.
Especially when you're older, you have to actually measure yourself a little bit, and you turn it on for 15 minutes. You win a game, and you know you let the, you know. But they can't do that, and they're literally not playing hard enough all the time. That's one of the things
I think you hit on. Yeah. They're not playing hard enough.
That's a problem.
That is inexcusable. I'm not the best defender in the world, but I'm going to work really hard at it. They're not playing hard enough.
Because they can't play better. That's part of the problem. It's like, that's the thing you turn to when you aren't talented enough, when your team isn't playing well together, whatever it might be. You have to go back to effort. Ideally, you have championship level of both. But they're not good enough. And so, you know, they could be eventually, but they're not good enough yet. And, you know, ultimately, the big three just hasn't been together enough. They haven't worked well enough when they are together.
Yep.
And a lot of the stuff that we were kind of concerned about, like if it doesn't work, it's going to be because of X, Y, and Z, has pretty much played out through this many games into the 25th game, exactly what the fears were.
We got a chance last week. You saw Phoenix and Golden State play two games against each other. And here's the reality, just kind of being honest here, it's a different level.
Oh, it's a completely – I said afterwards in Ireland's like, well, once we get to May, I think the Lakers win that series in six. I'm like, I've seen no indication that the Lakers would beat either the Suns or the Warriors
they're
in
light
six.
Years. They're light years behind this team.
Oh, it's
right
unbelievable
now.
There's effort,
how far
talent,
away we are.
There's chemistry. There's a number of things that they have that the Lakers
are
still trying to figure out.
Andy and I, we did our show today for Tuesday, getting ready for the Celtics game.
Yeah.
One of the things where I was like, who have they beaten? That's good. The other thing people need to understand.
The schedule
is super backloaded.
They have really tough games.
They've beaten
up
the red-hot Houston Rockets twice. I mean, so there is something to be said for that. No team in the league hotter than the Houston Rockets. Lakers have beaten them twice.
Yeah.
But maybe Miami.
Maybe, but
Butler
Miami was
gone.
Missing Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like where is a signature? Like, their signature game was that game that they almost beat Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of it. Like, they played a pretty good, like, oh, baby steps kind of game against the Clippers.
It was like the, you hate to use the word quality loss with the Lakers, but the Milwaukee game was
the quality loss. If they played that way all the time, they'd be, but they don't.
If we could give one thing to the Rams, you kind of look at the Rams and you say, okay, well, they haven't beat a really good team since Tampa, yeah, right? And that's back in September. Correct. But they've dismantled the bad teams.
The bad teams they've beaten.
Lakers have trouble with the bad teams. Yeah, you know, it's like, it's not like Lakers are playing a bad team and you're winning by 25 or 30
OKC
and you're saying
twice.
So you kind of had a mixture of, well, not only are you haven't really had that much competition, but the teams that you should be beating by 20, 25 yeah, points, you're losing to in triple overtime against the Kings. Minnesota's blowing you out at Staples Center. So it's been a bad combination of both, and 12-12.
We're 12-12.
That's what he said.
What are we doing
what
here?
What are we doing here? That was the question, and Sliwa, you have helped to answer it.
Ho,
you've
ho,
already
ho.
Done it. You've already done a show, so I don't want to make you hang out any. I mean, ho,
can
ho,
can we
ho.
Use that for Lakers talk tonight? Just take that.
Ho, ho, ho.
Plug it in.
Is that why you're still here? Because you're getting ready for Lakers talk?
Yeah, I got to do some stuff with Funches back there, and we'll do a little Lakers talk tonight, 7
right,
to 8.
Good. 7 to 8. Excellent. All right, guys. There's a little preview. Thank you very much. Alan Sliwa joining us.
Keep an eye on for him coming down your chimney. And when you see it, don't hit him with anything.
Santa Sliwa.
He's there to bring you stuff, not steal from you.
Santa Sliwa is coming to town.
Presumably.
All right. Coming up next for you.
I don't know that for sure.
Coming up next for you, I want to ask you about... Are you ready for your thing?
I got to go back to the screen, but yeah, give me a sec.
Okay. Coming up next, the country of Jamaica has released a new song. I want to play it. You're holding up your laptop.
Like a newspaper.
Like the newspaper. The country of Jamaica has released a new song. I've got that coming up for you next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, things. We got some breaking news. Breaking news on 710 ESPN is brought to you by our friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. So, a couple of pieces of Lakers-related news. First of all, Trevor Ariza, who is coming off ankle surgery, scrimmaged today, so he may be
He's getting there.
On his way to getting back. And then you got news on Kendrick Nunn.
He will not appear in a game in the 2021 calendar year.
Originally, so when you said that, I thought, oh my God, right, for the season.
That's why I got a little more specific here. So he won't play this year, not this season, but Frank Vogel said he's unlikely to appear on a court between now and January 1, which means he's probably not going to play until mid-January
right,
at the earliest.
Right.
So, that's not good.
Not good. But Ariza getting closer.
Very good.
And Ariza is definitely one of the players they're counting on defensively to be able to execute what Frank Vogel wants.
If now, they want to play as small as I think they need to and want to, you need a bridge there. Right now they have Carmelo Anthony, who is doing the best he can.
Best he can, but not a defender.
And can't play. They can't play him 28 minutes a night. Right. He's played too much. And then LeBron. They don't have anybody who's 6'8",
who's
6'9",
in that category,
who can play guard a 3, guard a 4. So Ariza, that's what he is going to be able to do.
Yep.
And hopefully he'll be able to hold up physically because he's a little older.
He is older.
And he's coming off surgery.
36 season, right?
37, I think.
37
yeah, 36, 37. Wow. I lose track with these guys.
Yeah, yeah. The
numbers are my peers,
higher
my contemporaries.
Than you would expect, yeah. Hey, don't forget Million Dollar Monday. At some point today, maybe I already did, maybe I'm going to do it soon, tell a lie. If you can figure out what it is, you win a pair of tickets to see Rams Niners at SoFi. You win a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. And you win a shot at $1 million by picking the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. So that is at 3:30 today. Do you think you've noticed me tell a lie? So much of what I say.
You're so smooth.
I know, so smooth.
So sell ice to the Eskimos.
You know what I did on Saturday was I went to see... Now, are you a fan of the movie... Love Actually?
I mean, not like Ireland is, but sure.
He's a super fan. Right. So I have now gone to see, 3 years in a row, the live stage version of Love Actually. It's at the Wallace Theater in Beverly Hills. It is fantastic. It is fantastic. But you're not like Ireland.
No,
level
I'm not going.
Crazy.
No, I'm not doing that.
So as Christmas movies go, is there one that you watch? Like you gather,
I mean, I will
family around. The youngsters.
It's we like Elf. The kids
Elf
think
is
Elf
a
is great.
Classic Christmas movie.
We like Charlie Brown Christmas. The kids every year want to watch.
Charlie Brown Christmas is really solid.
What else do we like? I contend Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So
yeah,
we watch
I do
that.
Not. You really gather your 3 year old around to watch Die Hard?
She doesn't get all the nuances, but sure.
Here's
she also
Hans,
doesn't understand
Hans
why
Gruber?
Hans Gruber yells at the guy in English. She tries twice to tell him to shoot the glass in German. Doesn't understand.
Yes.
Tells him in English, and all of a sudden he shoots the glass. She doesn't get that either. But otherwise, she enjoys the film, yes.
What do you got?
I did this roast for one reason and for one reason only. To settle something once and for all. Now, please, listen very carefully. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
I disagree.
That's from Bruce Willis himself.
Yes. That was Bruce Willis himself.
I disagree.
How can you argue with the star of the movie?
He also did commercials for Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler, so his judgment may not be
wow
impeccable.
That's how a takedown.
That, how was that in your brain? How
yeah,
did you
why
think
did you
of
even know
Seagram's
that?
I got
Golden
stuff.
Wine Coolers?
I'm dating myself.
Yeah,
first
wine
of all,
coolers but. Were so...
Wine coolers were pre-Zima.
Yeah,
which
high school
Jorge
and
also
college
doesn't know about.
Wine coolers were a thing.
Yeah. That's what you used to steal if you couldn't
now
steal anything else.
Now it's hard seltzer.
Yes.
Hard seltzer is the new wine
which
coolers.
Which is, hard seltzer is disturbingly tasty.
It is really good.
It's disappointingly
all
good.
All the flavors, yeah. All the flavors.
Hey, Jorge, what I mean, if I wanted to vote for you, I would just vote for, but what if I wanted to proactively vote against someone? Who would I vote against?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah. No, we're not going to actively vote against Bergman. Bergman,
yeah.
He's trying to soften the blow of losing by coming out and saying, don't vote for me.
That was what I was really teeing up.
You there. Really want to win, Bergman.
I
really want to win.
No, I think that Lindsay and Emily deserve it way more.
Don't
vote for Lara.
Because some people, like in the political age we live in now, some people just don't, they want to vote against someone. You know, we're very negative times.
We are negative times. Sure, right. It's very polarizing.
I wanted
Lara,
not
Jorge. It's these are polarizing.
Wait, who
times
am I not voting
in.
For? Yeah. I just picture a little smile.
I
there.
Think Mike says it all. Says it all.
Don't vote for Lara.
All right, I brought this up. The Jamaican government has released a new song promoting the benefits of marijuana, and I don't know if you have heard this or not, but from time to time, I do use cannabis.
More. Explain.
Yeah, I do use cannabis from time to time. So I thought we would play this song. This is talking about the medical benefits of marijuana. The song is called Good Ganja Sense. So let's hear that, see what that sounds like. Good Ganja Sense. What do we think? It's catchy, right?
I just love the way that accents can make cannabis and sense rhyme.
Cannabis.
Like they make that work.
Cannabis. Sense.
Good ganja sense. Cannabis. Like it doesn't work in my.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah. That's the country of Jamaica releasing that song.
In related news, Steve is getting citizenship.
In Jamaica.
In Jamaica.
Yes. All the best. Jamaicans. All right, coming up next for you, it's Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw some stuff at us. Rams win yesterday. A strong, powerful win. A dominating win, 37-7, as they get ready for Arizona 1 week from tonight. I got a good feeling about that game.
That's going to be a good one.
Good
Kyler
feeling
Murray's
about
back.
That game. Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins is back.
Yeah.
Let's do this on
yeah,
Monday
let's
night.
Let's do it. All right, coming up next is Bergman. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, so Dabo Sweeney, and yes,
Dabo,
it is Dabo. Here, Dabo. Just so everybody was aware, because yes. John likes to call him Dabo, this is how you say his name.
How do you say your name?
Dabo Sweeney. Dabo
Sweeney.
So if we're not if we're confused, it's Dabo.
Has Ireland stopped calling Mookie Betts Mucky yet?
No, it's still Mucky.
But he still is struggling with Julio Urias.
Urias.
Yeah.
He says Urias.
Yeah.
But we can all agree, though, it's not Mucky.
It's not Mucky.
It's not
Julio.
So Dabo Sweeney had a bad season by his standards at Clemson this year, and it happens. He was still a top 25 team, though.
Yeah.
But Dabo was seen this weekend on the sideline of the Raiders versus Wooft game in full Raiders gear. The Raiders.
Wooft. We call him Wooft.
No, I got it.
Yeah, you got
it's
it.
Funny. It's a good joke.
The Raiders need a new head coach, like Ireland loves to say, something or nothing. Dabo on the sideline in full Raiders gear at the Raider game.
The one thing I know about Dabo is that he is a very, very religious guy. And takes his team to church on buses and like all that kind of stuff on Sunday. So I know he's that. I just don't see Dabo and the Raiders culture as a match.
It works for Derek Carr. Deeply religious fella. The quarterback.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why Dabo would ever leave his job.
That's the thing is
he's going to be playing in Dabo Sweeney Stadium.
I call him D Sweeney because we're close.
D Sweeney.
He doesn't strike me as that guy who wants to make that leap. Like certain guys, you can tell, are kind of itching to prove them that they feel like they have to prove something at the NFL level for people to take them seriously, or they're like Urban Meyer and about to get run out of their university job.
Right.
But like he doesn't strike me as that guy. Harbaugh did. And, you know, did it, and
right.
Now is back.
Yeah.
But I don't get that from Sweeney. I think he stays. I think it's nothing.
Yeah, I think he absolutely stays. I think it's nothing. It's weird to see Dabo Sweeney wearing Raiders gear. I didn't realize he was wearing Raiders gear.
Plus, full Raiders gear.
Do we know, how much does Mark Davis have to pay Gruden? Like, what did they actually settle for? Because they're not going to pay Gruden, you know, however much they have to pay him out and
right.
pay Sweeney $9 or $10 million a year to come coach that team.
I think I don't know this for sure, but I think that he broke his contract.
Who broke his contract?
So were they able to get out of all the rest of that money?
No, I don't know, had to be a buyout executed there.
I think
he paid some lump sum to say, all right.
I'll have to look it up. But that's
so we'll have to fight over. I don't know the answer. That is really important because Mark Davis doesn't have, even with the new stadium revenue, they're not going to go that deep.
Yeah, there's certain college coaches that although I would have said that about Brian Kelly. I didn't think Brian Kelly would leave Notre Dame. Yeah, Jack.
And he's a person who makes his assistant coaches park cars.
Yeah. So. I would not expect Dabo Sweeney to move anytime soon. He's in the ACC. It's, despite this year, a relatively easy conference. I mean, I think it was Pitt and Wake Forest that played in the ACC championship game. I mean, you can win the ACC every year and go right to the college football playoffs. So why leave? I don't think it's anything.
Hey, it's a movie pitch spot time.
Hey, oh, movie pitch. I hate this.
No, you like this. You both like
okay,
movies.
Okay, I like this then.
Yeah, yeah.
I love movies.
Five pitches. You just have to say whether you're in or out. They're just pitches from this at a movie pitch spot on Twitter.
Okay.
Viola Davis, Robert De Niro, and Mahershala Ali are a happy family until they find out one of them got superpowers. Written and directed by Matthew Vaughn. In or out?
In
De Niro,
I want to know how Mahershala Viola Davis and Robert
Ali.
De Niro are related.
Yeah, I do too. I guess they're a married couple, right?
Could be. We'll have to see the movie to find out. Movie's got to get made.
I would say,
where does Mahershala Ali fit in all this?
Yes, on this one.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
On this one.
All right.
I really like Mahershala Ali.
Great.
He's fantastic.
Three outstanding actors.
I actually got to do a Q&A with Viola Davis.
Nice.
And it was my
what did she ask
my
you?
Own theaters. What did she ask?
Oh no! Oh, it was the other
yeah,
way. Right?
Yeah,
okay,
the other one. Yeah, okay. The other way. I was asking her, and I'm telling you. So we were doing the movie The Help. She was nominated for Best Actress, and we had the theaters out in Palm Springs. And Viola Davis, it's like the day after she gets her Oscar nomination, and it's a big deal to campaign out there because they're Oscar voters. She comes busting into that theater, and all I could think to myself was, there was no way this woman was not going to be a star. She has so much presence, and it was so electric to be around her. It's like, oh no, she was born to do exactly this. I don't say that of every actor, no. But she is definitely one of them.
When it was over and you turned invisible, what did she say
about
you?
Oh, stop with the invisibility.
Callback.
I would have loved to know what she said about me after that Q&A. Was that kid smart?
It's exactly what I just said.
Yeah. All right, so Gwyneth Paltrow, Morgan Freeman, and Elle Fanning are trapped inside a parking lot. Only one will survive.
Oh.
Directed by Paul Feig.
Set at Dodger Stadium.
Trader Joe's.
Trapped inside a parking lot. I'm out on that.
Is it open air or a garage?
It just says trapped inside a parking lot. You get to make it what you want it to be.
Dodger Stadium's great.
No, totally out on that. It's at Dodger Stadium, by the way.
Lot, no. Garage, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. In this Alejandro G. Iñárritu film.
Oh, Iñárritu. We love. Yeah.
Ellie Kemper, Hilary Swank, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson go back in time to prevent 9/11.
Ooh, I'd see any Iñárritu movie, so I'm in on that.
Yeah, I think Iñárritu is the salesman on that. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for the three amigos are...
Guillermo del Toro,
Iñárritu, and Cuarón.
Julio Urias.
Yeah. Julio Urias.
Four amigos.
Yeah. The new Del Toro movie looks great.
Oh, yeah. No,
Nightmare Alley. Looks really good. Yeah, no, I'm in on any of those guys' movies.
All right. In this Lars von Trier film, Gandhi, played by Liam Neeson, teams up with Taylor Swift, played by Natalie Portman, to travel around the world.
What the hell?
I tell you, Twitter is not going to like that casting.
Liam Neeson plays Gandhi?
That is not going to fly in the year of our Lord 2021.
Yeah,
straight from the site.
I think you must have an Indian man play Gandhi.
Or at the very least, not a 6'4" Irish guy or whatever. I mean,
yeah,
that just doesn't work on a lot of levels.
Totally out on that. Totally out.
Yeah, he has a very special set of skills.
Yes.
One of which is not playing Gandhi.
All right. Jonah Hill, this is the last one. Jonah Hill, Tessa Thompson, Samuel L. Jackson, Zoe Saldana, and Ben Affleck must fight to their deaths in a battle royale, written and directed by James Cameron.
Well, the James Cameron thing.
I'm
not a big
out.
James Cameron guy.
I was in because I love Tessa Thompson. I think she's great. And I like battle royales generally. I am pro battle royale. But I don't like James Cameron. The movie's going to be 5 hours long.
The great James Cameron story is he was married to Linda, help me.
Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton, right. And so it was when Titanic came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and Linda Hamilton were at the Academy Awards and on the red carpet. And after he won, they were going into one of those fancy parties. And somebody asked Linda Hamilton, do you think this will change your husband? And she said, no, he's always been an a-hole.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
All right, so the speaking of movies, hold on.
Don't vote for Laura.
Yeah. There you go. So speaking of movies, the Home Alone mansion just went up as an Airbnb for $25 a night. Actually, for one night. If you can stay in any famous house, what house would you want to stay in?
That's a good one.
You know, Batman's lair always looks really cool to me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice pad.
That is a cool place. You get access to the car.
Well, anything for one night, right?
The car, the jetpack,
like,
the
plane. Always the question. Which closets, which parts of the house
can you imagine
are you not allowed to go in?
Batman's... You're allowed... By the way, if you Airbnb, you're allowed to go into everything.
Right.
Well, no, but like sometimes they'll lock certain closets or certain things, so like for the people not to get in.
When I was I stayed at an Airbnb in Boston. This was when our old boss put me up in an Airbnb in Boston for the World Series when we were playing the Red Sox in 2018. And so I walk into the place, and they've got like a lock on the cabinets, so you can't open in the kitchen. But when I opened it a little bit, I didn't eat anything that night. So when I opened it a little bit, I could see a jar of peanut butter there. And so I found a way to sort of snap that lock a little bit and get the peanut butter. And that's what I subsisted on that particular night. So I ate their peanut butter.
Wow.
What, do you have an idea?
I'm just
where
looking. I admittedly Googled, best movie houses. Because
yes.
I just want to. it's not, you wouldn't want to experience the film, but the house that they're in Parasite is a beautiful
house. It is a beautiful
house.
You're right. It's a beautiful house. It's a beautiful house.
I mean, just like stay for a night.
I mean, it's just a bunch of people living under the table and stuff.
Right. If you could avoid that.
Yeah.
And the people underneath.
And the massacre
and the murder
ends the movie. Right. Yeah.
But the backyard is beautiful and large.
By the way, big spoiler alert there on Parasite.
Again, statute of limitations is over.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, you can, but like, no, not worried about that.
Yeah.
All right, last one for you guys. The Lions and Jared Goff won yesterday for the first time this season on a last second touchdown to Amon-Ra St. Brown of USC. That's great and all, but with 4 minutes left in the game, Detroit was up 23-20 with the ball on their own 28-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
It was fourth and one, and Dan Campbell went for it. Goff fumbled, and Minnesota ended up with the ball on their own on the Detroit 19 and scored a touchdown to go up 27-23.
So been here.
What in the world was Dan Campbell thinking?
Well, you know, all these coaches now play analytics, and generally the analytics say, always go for it on fourth down. I watched Sean McVay do this in the game last week. Who did we play last week? We lost to somebody? Anybody?
Green Bay.
We lost to Green Bay.
Yes.
And he went for it fourth and one at our own 29 early in the game. The analytics generally say go for it. But the analytics also say don't go for it if you have Jared Goff, which is what Dan Campbell did.
It's the decision tree?
The decision tree, exactly.
Don't if you have Jared
Goff.
Don't
if you have Jared Goff.
Here's what I think he was thinking. I actually think he's right. If we don't get it, if we do give the ball up, there's a good chance we don't get the ball back because they have 65 yards of field to play with.
Right.
You have enough for, you know, put two or three first downs together, the game is over. If we go for it and we don't get it, there's actually a good chance they have one drive, kick a field goal, and we get the ball back. If they score a touchdown, we still get the ball back with a chance to win. Either way, we get the ball back faster with by going for it and not getting it than we might if we kick the ball away.
Right.
And there's also a good chance that if we give the ball up, bad things are going to happen. So
yes.
It's like you're 0-10-1. It's like you might as well gamble a little bit because the downside actually when you're that close to the end zone isn't as bad as it would be.
You know, I'll tell you, this is...
That was Cuppian.
That was very
in its,
Cuppian.
In its insight.
So I'm going to be less Cuppian and say I have not... So when Jared Goff was quarterback for the Rams, he and I would sometimes text. Now, since he went to Detroit, I haven't texted him at all just because I think it's none of my business.
New,
and he
new
would
phone,
think,
who dis?
Why is that? No, I don't know if it's the same phone or not, but I have not texted Jared Goff since he went to Detroit. Should I send him a text?
Yes.
Congratulations.
You should. Like,
or
now.
Is that just smarmy? Like, congratulations on your first win.
It's a little smarmy.
It's a little smarmy, right? To pop up now.
His girlfriend was really excited. I don't know if you saw the pic. The
oh,
video.
No. His girlfriend was excited?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She's a model. And she's a swimsuit model. And she was really,
figure.
Really excited.
Oh, do you have a response?
We have a response. Yeah,
okay.
We'll play next.
We've got that coming up next for you. Plus, are you aware, Brian, that I could have one less eyebrow after this NFL season?
Actually, yes.
All right. I'll let you know how far along we are in that process, coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
One brow man.